Star Sydney fined $10 million Australian over risk management failures. The Star Sydney has been fined $10 million Australian after New South Wales regulators identified thousands of breaches linked to the casino's risk management controls. The NSW Independent Casino Commission also issued an enforceable undertaking requiring the Star to set aside a further $5 million Australian to strengthen technology supporting its financial crime risk management operations. The penalty adds to the pressure on the Star Sydney after the NICC previously extended the casino's license suspension until at least March 31, 2026. Regulator cites thousands of breaches. The NICC said Liquor and Gaming NSW investigated thousands of breaches at the Star Sydney that occurred between December 2018 and September 2025. Many of the breaches were identified through the casino's own remediation program and later investigations. Some matters were also self-reported by the Star, according to the regulator. NICC Chief Commissioner Philip Crawford said the breaches of the Casino Control Act 1992 were concerning, although many occurred before more systematic remediation processes were introduced. Those remediation efforts included technology upgrades such as carded play, which is designed to strengthen monitoring and reduce financial crime and gambling harm risks. License remains suspended. Crawford said the penalties showed the regulators' continued focus on breaches that expose customers and casinos to harm. Imposing these fines along with the enforceable undertaking reiterates the seriousness with which the NICC considers any breaches that leave customers vulnerable to gambling harm or casinos vulnerable to criminal infiltration, Crawford said. The Star did not immediately comment on the penalty. The fine adds to the pressure on the embattled casino operator, which recently reported a sequential third-quarter loss after lower table games revenue and seasonal weakness affected performance. The Star Sydney remains under close regulatory supervision as the company continues efforts to address governance, compliance, and risk management failures identified in previous investigations.